back to Matchman Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Joe?
I just want to make a statement and then a question, Matt. The previous segment that you had spoke to the fact, and I think if you reiterated it, it would be absolutely fine because it's a fascinating bit, that we aren't done with Gableman because it's not stopped at 1.2 million. And this was really a fascinating point that you brought up, that we still have these outstanding lawsuits that he started that have to be dealt with. So the lawsuits that he had against the mayor of Madison, I believe the mayor of Racine, these are still, they still have to be worked through. So, and that's going to cost us. And you have these out-of-state lawyers that are bopping in, and or in-state lawyers that are going to be charging it. And who gets to pay? Who gets to continue to pay? It's the U.S., it's the Wisconsin taxpayers. So my question for you is, you said at the very end, you said, You called upon the Republicans to dismiss these lawsuits, to conclude this. My question is, if they were to dismiss these lawsuits, there's still charges that the legal departments within these government entities of Madison and Racine have spent on defending their mayors, for example, and then other lawsuits that he has around the state. So we aren't done. Who's going to pick up those charges that have already accrued from those entities that were defending against Gableman? So thanks again for all this insight. I really, really appreciate it. It's just, I mean, Gableman is the nightmare that doesn't end, it seems. Anyway, so I'd love to hear your responses as to who picks up the charges for what's already been spent by these government agencies who had to deal with Gableman and these crazy lawsuits. Thanks a lot. I'll listen off air.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Excellent question. And yeah, I'll just put it to you this way. And it's actually slightly more expanded than you described. Lawsuits are pending. I think there are several of them. I forget exactly how many, quite a few of them. First of all, they don't just go away by themselves. The judge schedules things. Some lawyer has to write a very brief motion. It won't be very, very long, saying that we move to dismiss this with prejudice. That means that it can't be refiled. And without costs, that means that each party bears its own costs. Costs in the law does not refer to attorney's fees on its own. It refers to things like telephone charges, copying documents, deposition fees, and that kind of thing. But, you know, it can be a couple of grand. The other side would likely respond, and this is, you know, the other side of these private entities that one of these documents would say, we agree to the dismissal with prejudice, but we want costs. They might even ask for attorney's fees, but definitely we want costs. And each one will be anywhere from a grand to $2,000 or $3,000. The attorney who moved to dismiss it is going to spend at least an hour or two drafting that motion to dismiss. Then he or she is going to go to Racine and Madison or, you know, Green Bay or wherever, and will bill travel time, and will also bill for the appearance, sitting in court, and then getting up and arguing. So to dismiss a case is going to cost a couple of grand. At least a couple of grand. Some of them, the other side won't agree to dismiss because they still haven't gotten documents. That is then going to have to be responded to in a reply brief. So each of these cases, let's just say there's five of them. I don't know that it's five. It could be a couple more. It could be a couple less. But five of them, each will cost a couple of grand to dismiss. And if the other side won't dismiss them, it's going to be a lot more than that. And then each of them has involved legal fees already, as you point out. Those legal fees, I'm assuming, have been partially paid out of the $1 million. Remember, there's over a million. They don't say the exact amount in costs and attorney's fees, and $250 in fines and sanctions. And now there's another $24,000 on top of that. But not all of those fees have probably been paid because lawyers bill at the end of the month and, you know, the other side has 30 days to pay. So there are very likely going to be tens of thousands of dollars in fees, either unpaid, number one, number two, incurred because somebody has to go in there, move to dismiss and go and argue it in court. And number three, paying costs, and number four, if some of these plaintiffs don't want to dismiss them, there's going to be more. I'll tell you who's paying for it. Taxpayers, Joe. Taxpayers. Voss has said that. How come Evers did not veto it? He didn't get a chance to veto it because Voss had his legislative count. You know, they're all his captives. They just agreed and he just took it. Now, what happens if somebody, like, say I were the attorney general, and I think that Call, actually, to his credit, did go in and try to stop this, but you bring a lawsuit against the Republican Party and against Voss and Gableman and say, this is a fraud, pay back the $1 million and stop immediately any dipping into tax money for partisan political purposes like that without passing it as a spending legislation that Evers could veto. Republican Party, or the, I should say the Republican judges in the state have already said no, permit this to go forward. Let me tell you something else. Possibly the most important election, other than I suppose governor and senator, but the most important election that's coming up anytime soon is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court in the spring. In February, there's going to be a primary. There are three candidates already. In April is a general election. The two that clear the January or the February primary will face off in April. I'm supporting, and a lot of people are supporting in the Democratic Party around the state, and a lot of independents and a lot of honest Republicans, is Judge Janet from Milwaukee. Her name is a long name, Protasiewicz, Protasiewicz. I've known her for 40 years. She started out as a young Dem working with Jerry Klitschko. She was a prosecutor in Milwaukee for over 20 years and had a superb reputation. Became a judge, and she's one of the best judges in Milwaukee and statewide. She's tough and fair. And she has made it very clear that she'll stand up for our democracy when the Republican Party, when the Republican majority in the Supreme Court ruled that you can't have drop boxes. She put out a statement blasting that, which is very rare. She is far and away the most qualified individual for the Supreme Court. And keep that in mind, Judge Janet Protasiewicz. And if she's elected and we have a 4-3 majority, Voss will never be able to do this again. But without that, with Republicans having a 4-3 majority, they look on our tax money as a piggy bank, and Evers never gets a chance to veto it. The Wisconsin Supreme Court race in the spring is the most important race after governor and senator that we have. Pay a lot of attention to it and give a lot of consideration to my friend, Judge Janet. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.